I'm going to confess a pet peeve. Here at NPR, we use the word iconic a lot. But for this story, it is completely warranted.
And for fast refreshment, there's just nothing like a frosty bottle of Coca-Cola.
The, yes, iconic glass bottle of Coke is turning 100 years old. Ryan Delaney of member station WFYI reports.
It's 1915, and a bottle of Coca-Cola costs just a nickel. As the soft drink gains in popularity, it faces a growing number of competitors, knockoffs, even trying to copy Coke's logo. So according to Coca-Cola historian Ted Ryan, it decides to come up with packaging that can't be duplicated.
The company issued a creative brief. It was wonderfully simple, that creative brief. And that went to 8 glass companies across America.
Workers at Root Glass Company here in Terre Haute, Indiana, got that request and began flipping through the encyclopedia at the local library, landing on the cocoa pod. Though not an ingredient of the soda, they designed their bottle based off the pod's ribs and bulging middle. It won over Coke executives in Atlanta. Kevin O'Neill was an ad executive who now teaches at Syracuse University. He equates the Coke bottle design with the ubiquitous VW Beetle for recognizable brand shapes.
That's charming, isn't it? It wasn't designed in some highfalutin, you know, graphic design studio in Soho. It was designed in the heart of the country.
We've probably gone through about 6 pallets. The first month, they were picking them up. People were buying 4, 5, 6 packs at a time.
That's Bob Basler, who owns Basler's Market in Terre Haute. He's talking about special commemorative Coke bottles with Terre Haute stamped on them.
Coke has been popular in Terre Haute for a long time.
It was 100 years ago this week that the Contour bottle earned a patent and has starred in ads ever since. By World War II, Coke bottle sales had ballooned into the billions. Americans mostly consume Coke out of aluminum or plastic today, but the contoured glass bottle remains a part of Americana that's readily recognized around the world. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Delaney.